tomorrow world we're living in. Don't blink, just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and wake up and you're 25 and your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink, you just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years there in bed, and you're praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think, so don't blink. No, don't blink. Life goes faster than you think.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. At least three people dead and at least 200 people rescued after Helene slammed into Florida as a Category 4 hurricane.
The point of Helene's landfall was near the town of Perry in Florida's Big Bend. Farther south in Pinellas County, Ashley Giovanetti says,
we are seeing some areas that received over 8 feet of storm surge.
ABC's Jim Ryan reporting, Helene has now been downgraded to a tropical storm. Big rainmaker in the south. We're flooding this morning in Georgia as Atlanta Fire and Rescue reporting more than 25 rescues. Former President Trump, after criticizing Vladimir Zelensky during the campaign, now meeting with the Ukrainian president at Trump Tower today. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address the UN General Assembly in New York today. That city's Mayor Eric Adams set to be arraigned today in federal court on corruption charges. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in Arizona today, where she'll visit the U.S.-Mexico border. This is ABC News. Federal investigators looking into the Boar's Head deli meat recall, 10 deaths linked to a listeria outbreak traced to liverwurst, the meat coming from a Virginia plant that the company has closed. There is a new drug for a mental illness that is often debilitating.
About 2.8 million people in the U.S. live with schizophrenia, which can cause psychotic symptoms like hallucinations. It's one of the 15 leading causes of disability worldwide. Antipsychotic drugs to treat schizophrenia have been on the market for decades, but a new drug just approved by the FDA from Bristol-Myers Squibb targets a different area of the brain. It showed to be effective in trials, and medical experts say this kind of treatment is desperately needed. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Good news for weekend warriors. A new study finds cramming all your physical activity into 2 days is just as good for your health as spreading workouts throughout the week. Researchers finding it's not how often, but how much exercise you get that counts. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Marathon County District Attorney is investigating the mayor of Wausau for moving an absentee ballot drop box into his office Sunday. Meanwhile, good government groups are also considering their legal options. Nick Ramos heads the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
I want to give them an opportunity at the local level to be able to resolve the situation, but I can tell you that I've already started to speak with some attorneys about what are the options that are on the table.
Mayor Doug Dinney and other city leaders disagree whether what he did was legal. The Better Business Bureau says scammers are posing as investment brokers. Spokeswoman Lisa Schiller says victims have lost a lot of money hoping for big returns. She says anyone you don't know who wants your money for a so-called sure thing is likely just trying to rip you off. As usual, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Early Saturday morning, a young 19-year-old hunter from Sugar Camp near St. Germain was involved in a harrowing situation. 19-year-old Chase Melton was out hunting with a 14-year-old and a 13-year-old at their hunting spot when they realized they had been surrounded by a pack of wolves. Melton attempted making some noises, such as clapping, stomping, breaking some sticks, in order to scare the animals off, but it hadn't worked. So Melton made the decision to fire at one of the wolves that was charging them. A witness hunting 300 feet away reported seeing at least 5 wolves surrounding the young hunter's blind and another 4 in the general area. After Melton took the shot, the rest of the wolves retreated, and everybody made it out of the incident safe. Immediately after, Melton contacted the DNR, and there is currently an investigation ongoing. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
A potential playoff preview begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers are locked into the NL's third seed and will play in next week's wildcard round. This weekend, one of their potential playoff opponents, the New York Mets, are in Milwaukee for a three-game series. The playoffs begin Tuesday. A familiar face awaits on the opposing sideline this Sunday. Vikings running back Aaron Jones will play his first game against his former team. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur said there's still a lot of love for Jones in Green Bay.
You can't help but, you know, love the person and who he is and what he's all about and his family. I mean, they were always around, and you know, you gotta, no different than when I go against my brother, you gotta shut it off for a period of time, and then, you know, you can hug him after the game and tell him you love him.
The team has not announced whether Jordan Love will play after missing 2 weeks with an MCL sprain. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. This little summertime in September thing we have going on here is going to continue right on through the weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 81 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 49. Tomorrow, sunshine, 79 on Sunday. Sunny with a high right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47. 98 Q Country.
Well, I've heard those city singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above. Well, I come from the country, and I know I ain't seen it all, but I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall, and that would not do justice to the way I feel for you. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows, with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing, and everyone is different, everyone's the same, and this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall late December, and honest as a robin on the springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill.
a little dimmer too. Now that you're around, you put them all to shame. Let me break it down, 'cause what I'm trying to say is no one gets me like you when you kiss me. Girl, you rock me harder than some downtown band. I thought I knew what love was, but I didn't have a clue. I never found anything that makes me feel like I do about you. Got a whole new direction, it seems these days. I used to rush off to work and get home late, but now I show up late and rush back home. My priorities are different, I can't leave you alone. No one gets me like you when you kiss me. Girl, you rock me harder than some downtown band. I thought I knew what love was, but I didn't have a clue. I never found anything that makes me feel like I do. And if I'm thinking about you, just remember that no one gets me like you when you kiss me. Girl, you rock me harder than some downtown band. I thought I knew what love was, but I didn't have a clue. I never found anything that makes me feel like I do about
country.
Hey y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
Hey y'all, it's Lainey Wilson.
Try, honey, I'm a wild one, running by the flame on a long lost highway.
Great station.
98 Q Country.
I was raised off of Route 3, past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's Fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. Is full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road. I've come to know there's life at both ends.
of that red dirt road. I went out into the world and I came back in. I lost Mary, oh, I got her back again. Driving home tonight feels like I found a long lost friend. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've learned, I've come to know, there's life at both ends of that red dirt road.
Country.
I can't love.
At 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Well, it's been a long time, glad to see your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing all right. I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight. So I guess I'm doing all right. Younger, they thought we were crazy, but we had the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing all right. Oh, I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right. This evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right. Oh, I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right.
There are Maddie and Tay in 98Q Country. Die from a broken heart. 27 after 6 Friday morning, the final Friday of the month of September. 46 our wake up. We go from air conditioning to heat. If you that's what we did here. I got in here this morning. I heard something, some air blowing. I'm just like, what's going on here? And it was, well, it was warm yesterday afternoon, so the air. So I didn't even, I just went right over the neutral position. I went right from the cool to the warm. 46 again. Our temperature will reach about 80 today, tomorrow, even into Sunday, Monday. The cooling off is delayed until probably Tuesday. Temperatures will probably be upper 50s near 60 starting Tuesday and running through the rest of next week. But for today, tomorrow, and Sunday, Monday, close to 80, 75 to 80. Any rain in there? Because a lot of you could use a little bit of precipitation. Probably not. If it does, not a whole lot in there. Tonight we got high school football. Shawamigan will play over on Trail Mix 103.1. It's going to be a little bit later start, 7:30-ish or so. You got to wait for refs from another game to come over. So probably about 7:30 for Shawamigan tonight. Phillips will take on Flambeau tonight at Phillips. That'll be 7 o'clock. That'll be right here on 98Q. No Brewers tonight. They're just playing out the season anyway, getting ready for the playoffs. Brewers back on tomorrow right here. And again, Sunday on Tromix 103.1. Packers will be here on Sunday against that purple team. A noon kickoff for you. Twice an hour, we get you the latest of what's going on. Oh, by the way, our final keywords today. Today's the final day of our text to win, go for the green or gold giveaway. We've had a lot of winners of cash and gold jewelry already. We'll update that list a little later this morning, see if we had any others. But we'll do our first keyword coming up for you after 7 o'clock this morning.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. At least 3 people dead and at least 200 people rescued after Helene slammed into Florida as a Category 4 hurricane.
The point of Helene's landfall was near the town of Perry in Florida's Big Bend. Farther south in Pinellas County, Ashley Giovanetti says,
we are seeing some areas that received over 8 feet of storm surge.
ABC's Jim Ryan reporting, Helene has now been downgraded to a tropical storm. Big rainmaker in the south. We're flooding this morning in Georgia as Atlanta Fire and Rescue reporting more than 25 rescues. Former President Trump, after criticizing Vladimir Zelensky during the campaign, now meeting with the Ukrainian president at Trump Tower today. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address the UN General Assembly in New York today. That city's Mayor Eric Adams said to be arraigned today in federal court on corruption charges. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in Arizona today, where she'll visit the U.S.-Mexico border. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Marathon County District Attorney is investigating the mayor of Wausau for moving an absentee ballot drop box into his office Sunday. Meanwhile, good government groups are also considering their legal options. Nick Ramos heads the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
I want to give them an opportunity at the local level to be able to resolve the situation, but I can tell you that I've already started to speak with some attorneys about what are the options that are on the table.
Mayor Doug Dinney and other city leaders disagree whether what he did was legal. The Better Business Bureau says scammers are posing as investment brokers. Spokeswoman Lisa Schiller says victims have lost a lot of money hoping for big returns. She says anyone you don't know who wants your money for a so-called sure thing is likely just trying to rip you off. As usual, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Yellow, the company formerly known as Schwann's, will be shutting down after 72 years in business. The Minnesota-based company said they'll be getting out of the frozen food delivery business in November after first starting in 1952. Across Wisconsin, 79 people, along with about 1,100 people nationwide, will be losing their jobs, with the company blaming staffing and food supply chain issues. Their last day in business will be November 8th. Yesterday, the 25th, One of the Prentice School District buses was involved in a minor collision. The Prentice School District stated in a Facebook post that all passengers and drivers are safe and there are no injuries reported at this time. They would also like to extend their appreciation to the ambulance and fire teams for their quick response. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
A potential playoff preview begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers are locked into the NL's third seed and will play in next week's wildcard round. This weekend, one of their potential playoff opponents, the New York Mets, are in Milwaukee for a three-game series. The playoffs begin Tuesday. A familiar face awaits on the opposing sideline this Sunday. Vikings running back Aaron Jones will play his first game against his former team. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur said there's still a lot of love for Jones in Green Bay.
You can't help but, you know, love the person and who he is and what he's all about and his family. I mean, they were always around, and you know, you gotta, no different than when I go against my brother, you gotta shut it off for a period of time, and then, you know, you can hug him after the game and tell him you love him.
The team has not announced whether Jordan Love will play after missing 2 weeks with an MCL sprain. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Hi, I'm Nate with your Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report. Well, it looks as if fall's finally on its way. Following nearly 2 weeks of high temps in the 80s, things look to cool off a bit, hopefully bringing some consistent fall patterns back in order. Bluegill fishing has been very good, and one nice consistent despite the full moon, the high temps, and not usually on the radar. Very nice, above average, 8.5 to 10.5 inch gills are still being found on the outside coontail edges, 14 to 18 feet of water, and in downwood of 10 to 14 feet. Beaver tails, small crawlers and worms suspending under floats, as well as small plastic grubs are working best. Northern pike has been good to very good. Despite not looking so good last week, pike shot up the charts with some nice reports of anglers catching pike of 24 to 31 inches, working chubs in deeper, cooler slots on jigs with wire leaders. But the best report was of a large 41-inch pike caught on a number 5 MEPS. Yellow perch fishing has been good to fair. Medium fat tails and beaver tails on 1/16 to 1/8 ounce jigs or underslip floats along 8 to 12 feet of cabbage beds and flooded timber. Nice perch at 9 to 12 inches. Looking forward to seeing their surface temperatures drop. That will get fish in the mood and snapping. Most lakes have been very quiet. Lots of room for anglers. This has been Nate with your Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report. Good luck out there.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. Call now. 800-575-8924. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8924. That's 800-575-8924. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Have you been out to play our award-winning golf course? Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sandtrap Bar and Grill in Phillips. Our golf course is open 6 days a week. Please call 715-339-3600 for a tee time. We have three upcoming tournaments. Please stop in for details and to sign up your teams. Our kitchen hours are Tuesday and Wednesday, 4 to 8:30, and Thursday through Saturday, 11 to 8:30. We have a wide variety of appetizers, fresh salads and wraps, burgers, and our homemade pizza. We also serve an all-day Friday fish fry and Saturday night prime rib dinners. We are just a short drive on County Road F off of Highway 13. See you soon.
Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
This little summertime and September thing we have going on here is going to continue right on through the weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 81 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 49. Tomorrow, sunshine, 79 on Sunday. Sunny with a high right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
98Q Country.
It's just an old beat-up truck. Some say that I should trade up now that I got some jangle in my pocket. But what they don't understand is it's the miles that make a man. I wouldn't trade that thing in for a rocket. What they don't know is my dad and me, we drove her out to Tennessee. She's still here, now he's gone. So I hold on. It's just an old beat-up box. It's rusty strings across the top. It probably don't look like much to you, but these dents and scratches in the wood, yeah, that's what makes it sound so good. To me, it's better than brand new. You see this here flat top guitar's had my back in a million bars, singing every country song. So I hold on to the things I believe in. Yeah, let me tell you something. I
hold on. I hold on. Can you hear me, baby? I hold on. Yeah.
Walker at 98Q. Final day of our keyword contest, text to win. So listen today, later this morning with Laura, And this afternoon, Gray will have another one for you. Four more shots today for you to text to win with 98Q and all across our civic media. We're doing a special giveaway next week. Austin's here this morning. Morning, Austin.
Morning.
We're doing a special contest next week. We're going to do an extended summer giveaway. We got some Wisconsin Dells passes. And we're going to give those away next week.
And we're begging you, please enter that one so we can get these off our hands.
Well, here's the thing. We get a lot of these Wisconsin Dells tickets, and we were going to give them away this summer. We gave away some of them, but we've got some left over, and they're going to expire at the end of the year. So we figured someone can use them.
You want someone to have fun with them before they go.
Well, Mount Olympus is like 50. If you want to just get in there to use the park for a day, it's like $50 a person. So we got a... We got four different packages we're going to give away, one Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Each one will have four passes to Mount Olympus, four Pirates Cove golf passes. Now, you're going to have to hit a day, obviously, where you know, it's mild enough, and the way we're going, that might be like Christmas. It might still be mild. Four passes to the top secret attraction there in the Dells. That's the building that's kind of tipped on its side a little bit, and you go in there, and it's kind of cool. The other one is four rides on the original Wisconsin Dells Ducks, and they stay active through the end of October. So we're going to give you a chance to win those prize packages with text to win Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So rather than just let those tickets sit here and expire, we're going to put them to use.
Absolutely. Let someone enjoy it.
Absolutely. Words of wisdom to get you going here into the weekend. News to come at the top of the hour.
Critics of the Bible say it's outdated and irrelevant to modern society. Let me give you just one example of why that's not true. The book of Genesis tells a story about two brothers, Jacob and Esau. Esau, the firstborn, was entitled to his family's inheritance, a responsibility that required strong character and wisdom. Unfortunately, he had neither. That becomes clear when Esau returns home after a long day of hunting. He's so hungry that he begs his brother Jacob for a bowl of stew. Jacob, who is devious and conniving, says, "I'll give you my stew if you'll give me your inheritance." Shockingly, Esau agreed to the trade. What kind of fool would trade their future for something worthless? Well, people do it every day. They abandon their family for drugs and alcohol, their marriage for an affair, or their career for a risky get-rich-quick scheme. A modern-day example of this is Jonte Porter, a professional basketball player who was banned from the sport after he got caught gambling on NBA games. His winnings amounted to just $21,000. Compare that to the millions he would have made over his career in the NBA. Porter risked everything for a bowl of stew and lost it all. Ancient wisdom is ancient precisely because it transcends generations, cultures, and the ever-changing circumstances of the human experience. Ancient, yes, but as relevant today as the day it was written. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with 98Q Country. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Just download the Civic Media app and listen for your chance to win our statewide contest with 98Q Country.
Go for the greener gold is brought to you on 98Q Country by Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville, your authorized dealer for Bush Hog, Bobcat, Mahindra, and more. Offering weekly local delivery. Find them on Facebook or nemuthimp.com.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Country.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation.
Call 800-838-8614. 800-838-8614. That's 800-838-8614.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
Attention auction enthusiasts. This one has all the toys. Check out the Fergus Online Auction hosted by Heckman Auction Estate Sales in Phillips, Wisconsin. Hurry! Online bidding begins and ends Sunday, September 29th at 7 p.m. Bid now on a 99 Polaris Indy 500 Classic, a 98 Indy Classic, plus yard machines, a snowblower, and a Craftsman lawn tractor, and so much more. Special preview day today, Friday, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 10826 South Fork Road in Phillips. Visit HeckmanAuction.com and download their free mobile app. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
98Q Country.
Them neon lights look good on you, so good on you, but we ain't got no room to move, no room to move. We need some space, and I know a place outside of town where it don't ever close down. No, we never close down. Yeah, we can two-step, put your boots on, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that, move that. Oh, yeah, I'll take you dancing in the country.
for us.
Okay. It's Friday.
This is Friday, remember?
Friday night.
It's Friday. It's the weekend.
98Q Country.
Her telephone rang about a quarter till nine. She heard his voice on the other end of the line. She wondered what was wrong this time. She never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind. He said, "It's cold out here and I'm all alone. Didn't make the short go again, and I'm coming home. I know I've been away too long. I never got a chance to ride a car. And I know this rodeo's been hard on us all. But I'll be home soon. And honey, is there something wrong?" She said, "Don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man." He said, "I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry I can still make Cheyenne." He left that phone dangling off the hook, then slowly turned around and gave it one last look. Then he just walked away. He aimed his truck toward that Wyoming line. With a little luck, he could still get there in time. And in that Cheyenne wind, he could still hear her say, "Don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man." He said, "I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that